September signals the end of summer and the beginning of fall. Just as we take our signal from nature, the arts and entertainment world is seeing a shift in presentations. As outdoor shows slow down, indoor venues open their doors. Below is a peek at what's to come. Chamber Music. The 2022-23 St. Albert Chamber Music Society itinerary is hot off the press. Organizer Nancy Watt has packaged 5 concerts staggered throughout the season, and no 2 recitals are remotely alike. Harpist Carrie Lynn Zwicker and soprano Casey Peden kickstart the season Sunday, October 23, with a lively blend of classical harp combined with Celtic folk music. Also in 2022, Victoria-based pianist Milton Schlosser and cellist Brian Yoon will perform a cello-piano sonata by Grieg on Saturday, November 19, at 7:30 p.m. starting in the new year. The St. Crispin's Chamber Ensemble, comprised of Don Ross, clarinet, Victoria Grinenko, violin, and Sarah Sufisia Vash, piano, will mount the stage on Saturday, February 4, 2023. The high-level trio, founded by string members of the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra, Edwald Chung, violin, Etten Filner, violist, and Julie Hirisch, cello, will play their sophisticated repertoire on Sunday, March 26. Closing the season on May 6 will be the indomitable violinist Frank Ho and pianist Joachim Seeger performing a series of Beethoven sonatas. All performances take place at St. Albert United Church, 20 Greengrove. Doctor tickets go on sale Thursday, August 25, at Musée Heritage Museum. Prices are $35 adult single, $30 senior single, $15 student single. Adult season packages are $140, seniors $120, and students $60. Plaza Series ends. The Arden Theatre's Plaza Series ends with Taylor Ashton, a Canadian singer-songwriter now living in Brooklyn. He spent the first half of his 20s as frontman for Victoria's five-piece alt-folk band Fish and Bird before heading south to New York. The Romantic, Ashton's debut solo album, which came out in 2020, displays a confessional, intimate style that straddles his pop background, Joni Mitchell's folk roots, and Randy Newman's country rhythms. His new EP Romanticize takes it a step further, reimagining songs from his solo debut with everything from orchestral-inspired string arrangements to club dance beats and stripped-down solo performances. Showtime is Thursday, September 1, at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $15 single and $120 for a premium table of 6. Visit www.stalbert.ca or call 780-459-1542. September Art Walk. There will be a diverse abundance of visual artists showcasing their work in downtown St. Albert on Thursday, September 1, and that's the way they like it. Art Walk ends as the school year starts, but the best is saved for last. Below is a list of artists and venues that are set to display their pieces. Art Walk is on from 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m, St. Albert Place Plaza. New to St. Albert, Mural Massive is an event where passers-by watch several artists paint a large, temporary, freestanding wall. Next to it, the ArtWalk Art Market of 30 artists will showcase their inspirations. St. Albert Place Lobby, Painters Guild, Potters Guild, Quilters Guild, Floral Arts Guild, and Paper Arts Guild join forces to stage a show, while WARES is also open to the public. The bookstore on Perron, Al Anderson, Landscape Artist in Oil, Tony Overwheel, Alberta Landscapes in Oil, Acrylic, and Pastel, and Andrew Rachinsky, Watercolor Artist, will express their individual styles and concepts. La Crema Cafe, Patsy Faubert, a bold abstract artist, uses oils and acrylics while Kate Hersberger paints creatively in lighter pastel watercolors. Big Lake Artist Studio, Alberta landscape artist Doris Charest, who works in acrylic and mixed media, will be joined by Rayma Peterson, a watercolor artist who depicts plants in their natural habitat, Visual Arts Studio Association. The group of 7 is actually 8 artists: Connie Osgood, Miles Constable, Lisa Liouche, Rick Rogers, Peter Gagalik, Megan McMillan, Randall Talbot, and John Labatz. They work in Goopy Impasto and mixed media, and September's concept deals with language. Visit www.artwalkstalbert.com for a full listing of arts and events.